Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in an economics class. As you listen, be sure to take notes.
Okay, continuing on from Friday's lecture on the law of demand, I want to introduce the demand curve. The demand curve shows the relationship between the price of an item and the quantity that's in demand over time. Demand increases as price falls, and it decreases as price rises. This is a basic economic concept, so let's not dwell on it. What I should stress, though, are the conditions of demand. In other words, what causes a shift in the demand curve? There are lots of stimuli, but today we'll only focus on substitutes. Substitutes are goods that can replace other goods. For example, let's say Esso oil and Shell oil. These goods can substitute for each other. Consumers tend to switch to the cheaper substitute. That means a rise in the price of one should cause a substitution effect, that is, a shift in demand away from the more expensive one. Was that clear? Maybe not. I mean, if Esso oil becomes more expensive than Shell oil, people will very likely buy more Shell oil. That might seem obvious, but you'll soon see that it's not so simple.